Good evening, Chase, and welcome to Point and Click Radio.
Thanks, man. How's it going?
It's going very well. We are talking with Chase Jarvis, who has just released a brand new book called The Best Camera is the One You Have With You. And in concert with that, actually, it's called The Best Camera is the One That's With You. Is that right?
That's right. You nailed it.
Want to get that right. And in concert with that, talk about an ambitious way to release a book. You've also released an iPhone app, which we'll talk about in the next half hour. And you've launched a companion website that kind of ties them all together. So let's start out by, well, first of all, tell us a little about yourself. You're a commercial photographer, correct?
Sure, yeah. That commercial describes part of it, but yeah, I'm a photographer, and I make money by shooting commercial campaigns for some of the larger brands of our time, the Pepsis and the Nikes and whatnot. And but I'm very passionate about personal projects, and that's where I'm not buying extra couches and cars with the money. I'm putting it into personal projects. So that's the rest of my photography stuff. And then I'm also a director, as the still pictures and moving pictures are getting very close together in technology speaking. So I've been doing a lot of directing lately.
Cool. And I guess a few years ago, you got an iPhone.
Yep. Actually, day one that it came out, the very first day of the very first version of the phone, and I started taking pictures with it. You know, the rumor was that it had a 2-megapixel camera, and what good is 2-megapixel cameras, because that was in the era of the megapixel wars.
Right.
And but for me, it started out being a great visual journal. I mean, I'm a as an artist, I'm always kind of intrigued by my surroundings, and it started out just, oh, wow, I've got this tool in my pocket now where I can always, if I see a book that's really interesting, I'll take a picture of that, or textures, or colors, and so it served its purpose really well, and that was kind of, it's kind of the study of the production of my ideas, just if you looked at all the pictures from that era, and then at some point, I said, wow, this is fascinating to be taking pictures with this thing. You know, my professional world is one of big crews and fancy cameras and lots of lights. And I just got back from 2 weeks in New Zealand with helicopters and, you know, crews from all over the world down in New Zealand. And this is the exact opposite. You know, it's just one camera in my pocket, one button, and I became really enamored with it from the visual journal perspective, but also from actually the creative perspective. And I saw how it changed me. I was always in tune creatively. I was looking at pictures, and sometimes we need these parameters on ourselves. And so there you have it. Started taking a lot of those pictures, and I caught the bug, so to speak. And it's kind of in and around that time that the idea that, you know, there's a phrase out there: the best camera is the one that's with you. It seemed so relevant. Images aren't about megapixels or dynamic range or any of that mumbo jumbo that you like to read about so much online. They're really about stories and moments. And I noticed that I was capturing more stories and moments than I ever had in my professional career because I always had this camera with me. You know, what good is a camera if it's in its camera case in your closet?
Right.
And it took off from there. And I decided I wanted to share that with the world, my experience. And so that's one of the reasons I did the book and the iPhone application, and then the online community.
So the book, which is entitled "The Best Camera is the One That's With You," is a collection of the photos that you have taken with the phone.
Yeah, and you know it is that's an adequate description. It's a little more than that. It's kind of my guts. It's, you know, most artists, professional artists, they don't turn in their notebooks, you know. Painters have sketch pads, and writers have journals, and very rarely do you get to see that. But one of the things that I've done in the online photography community is try and kind of give a behind-the-scenes, a peek into what I call the black box of photography. And I thought, wow, this is really interesting. People don't really have the idea that professional photographers, they take a lot of crappy pictures. and they have sketchbooks and journals and, you know, as a kind of to further my goal of sharing these kind of behind-the-scenes elements, I should really, you know, give people a look into the study of my ideas. It's a conceptual art piece, that book. And at once, it's a conceptual art piece with kind of high-minded ideals. At the same time, it's a collection of snapshots. And it's the collection of snapshots portion of that work that I think anyone on the planet can relate to. And the fact that it's, you know, it's with a at first 2 and now 3 megapixel camera, there's no pretense in that, right? There's one button, and I wanted to share that conceptually with the world. Let's, you know, it's almost, it's art meets popular culture. Why don't you just take that phone that you've got in your pocket? It doesn't matter. For me, it's the iPhone. But it's really about any phone, any camera, that is, that's with you. And in popular culture, we've all got them on us right now.
Yeah,
I mean, you have one in your pocket right now, don't you? Or maybe it's sitting on the desk next to you?
I have one in my right hand right now because I have your app running on it.
Well, you get it. Then you know that in one breath, this book is a conceptual piece of art. It's a study of my ideas. But it's so simple. I mean, there are beautiful pictures in there, but there are also snapshots from, you know, 6 in the morning on photo shoot days when I'm in Dubai.
Yeah.
And the goal of that is to show people that, hey, here's a professional, here's the what he's got going on, and give people sort of permission to just snap away, because that's one of the dirtiest secrets in photography, right? You got to take a hell of a lot of pictures.
Right, right.
And when I kind of started communicating this, I started taking pictures and sharing them every day online through my Twitter, which is twitter.com/ChaseJarvis. And my Facebook, which is facebook.com/ChaseJarvis, I started sending a picture a day out there. This is about a year ago now. I just saw how it moved this audience, my community and my friends. They were just like, oh, my God, these are so cool. And I thought, wow, what if I could extend that beyond, you know, my friends and colleagues to the world? And so, again, that was kind of the motivation behind the book, the app, and subsequently the online community that we kicked off yesterday.
Yeah, let's talk about the app a little bit. It's really beautiful. I mean, it's there are a lot of really nice photo editing and photo enhancement apps for the iPhone. I'm sure you've used them all and investigated them all, and yours provides this really nice sweet spot between enhancing the photos and sharing them, and I can tell it was created, you know, by a photographer, because it lets you credit yourself. It lets you add credit, photo credit. But anyway, tell us about the app. Tell us about what it lets you do, and describe it for our listeners.
Yeah, you nailed it. I mean, the folks at Wired Magazine just reviewed it and said that it's, you know, Chase is right with the best cameras, the one that's with you, and you might just be right that photographers are the best designers of photography, like cameras and software, because the UI is super slick. It's really simple, and you nailed it when you said it's an easy to use product. And in the course of, you know, taking pictures and sharing them every day with my community, I used all of the apps. You know, at first there were no apps, and then when Apple was cool enough to kind of jumpstart that movement and apps started coming, I used all of them. You know, I bought them all and tried them, and don't get me wrong, there's some absolutely wonderful ones. But my problem was I ended up using, you know, 4, 5, 6 apps to take a picture, manipulate it the way I wanted to, and then to share it with my community through Facebook and Twitter, et cetera.
And how often do you need, do you really, is a histogram inherently kind of compatible with a cell phone camera? And that's a kind of a philosophical argument, I guess.
Yeah, and I'm of the opinion, like you, that's absurd. You know, what we want is we want a couple of buttons to press and get some cool effects, and that's one of the reasons that's really where Best Camera, which is the name of the application that stems from the book and the concept that I spoke of earlier, the best camera is the one that's with you. That's where Best Camera, it excels. It is very simple in its UI, but for the kind of basic user, when you take a picture, there's a handful of filters at the bottom. You can touch one. Oh, wow, that looks really cool. And then in the next moment, you can touch a button and share it with your friends at all of your kind of online sources.
Yeah,
there's
a little
more advanced user, those filters are all stackable. So I can say, I want one of this, and oh, give me 2 of these and 1 of these. Kind of like a little a la carte plate at the taco truck.
Right.
And what that gives is, I mean, virtually limitless possibilities. I mean, 15 factorial, you know, so there's, you know, 50 million combinations of filters you can use.
Wow.
And so it both works, the UI is the same, and it works very, very simple for basic users, and it's very powerful for advanced users. And then I was using all these other apps that had so many round trips between different applications to send it to Facebook and whatnot.
Right.
All that's built in. You set it up once, and then you hit share, and it goes to the places you want it to go online instantly. So in just a matter of seconds, you can take a picture, creatively edit, and then share it.
Yeah, that's basically exactly what I did today. And again, for our listeners, the app is called Best Camera. It's available at the App Store on iTunes. It's $2.99, correct?
Yeah,
and
Bender.
Yeah, exactly. And I bought it this afternoon and installed it on my phone. And I had in my phone, the app allows you to take a new photo right then and there, or it allows you to work with one of the photos that is already in your camera roll or already in your phone. I took a shot the other day of one of the dogs in my lives, and in my life, and I opened up that photo in Best Camera. Along the bottom of the camera screen, and here's where a radio show is really at a disadvantage, along the bottom of the screen is this little row of they look like little filters, the kind of filters that you'd screw onto the front of a lens, and each one has a little tiny preview of what its effect is, and you can just glide your finger across these filters, tap them to add them to that photo, and then you tap another button, and that will let you upload that photo to Facebook or to Twitter or to email it. And what I did was, because I'm a rabid Flickr addict, I have my Flickr account set up to allow me to email photos to my Flickr account. So I emailed that photo to Flickr, and it's up there right now. And the title of the photo is, of course, The Best Camera is the One That's With You.
Beautiful.
And below that are a few paragraphs talking about this very broadcast. And it's been viewed 26 times so far. So,
beautiful.
So it's ridiculously easy to use, and the effects are really very they're really very artful. I really have to commend you on that. The first effect, I'm not going to give the name.
Jewel is the name of that one.
Yeah. That gives the and you can apply it a couple of times to get this very beautiful kind of vignetted. You'll describe it better than I will. But
yeah, well, it's just a bunch of rich jewel tones, and it's got a little vignette. And one of the things I like what you said is you just tap it. You know, you just touch it once, and it applies. And if you want more of it, touch it more than one time. We've had some, you know, some people from the more traditional, like, Photoshop background. They say, oh, where's my sliders? I want to be able to control the...
Right.
And it's like, you actually just want to be able to touch it again.
Yeah.
I don't want to be presumptuous, but... You know, part of user interface design is making things simple, especially in a mobile environment. We want it to be just almost brutally simple.
Yeah.
And I think we've done a good job there, and the feedback we've gotten from the community has been really positive. So
I think it's just beautiful. Yeah, and I think one of the tenets that I've heard software designers say is you know, the hardest part of user interface design is deciding what to leave out.
Yeah,
because it's that kind of feature creep that causes something to become less and less usable and more you know, frustrating and hard to learn.
Totally. I like that term, feature creep. I'm going to use that one. That's great.
So that's the app. Then along the bottom of the app, in the very lower right corner, is this little tiny globe icon, and that leads us to the third leg of this tripod that you've created, and that is the website. Tell us about thebestcamera.com.
Sure. Well, one of the things to back up just a quarter step here is what you selected sharing options to email and to Facebook, and there's also Twitter that we mentioned, but there's also one to share to thebestcamera.com and at thebestcamera.com.
Right.
If you decide that you want to contribute there, what that does is that image goes to a living, breathing gallery, a stream, if you will, of pictures from being used by this application all over the world. And both on the phone, and you mentioned a little globe, if you touch the globe in the little lower right-hand corner, that's the community portion of this application. Or if you're online, you can go to thebestcamera.com and see this feed pouring in. So it's a visualizer of images coming in from all over the world. And to me, this is like the community tie-in is super cool. You can touch on any one of those images, see who shot it. And if you're online, you get to see the recipe of how they made it. So it's a one jewel... one lighten, one warming, and a square crop.
So it gives you kind of a little deconstructing of the filters.
It's almost a recipe. So if you like these pictures, you can then subsequently create that image for yourself. So it's got this transparency, this community built into it. And then on the phone, you can say there's an opportunity to hit a thumbs up if you like this picture. And then every day, actually every hour, and every day, we have the most popular photo of the day, and, or of the hour of the day, and when this thing is a month old, of the month. So there's a wonderful little community built in. And again, this is V1.0. We're looking to be able to add, you know, comments and whatnot. So we're really, really excited about it. And that's another differentiator. There are some photo apps out there that do a great job. I don't know of any that allow you to shoot, creatively edit, share, and have this community built in.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're psyched. I mean, I want to give a huge shout-out to everyone who has been a supporter so far. The thing is just over 24 hours old, and we're at number 10, the top 10 grossing apps on iTunes.
Very cool. Congratulations.
Yeah, and, you know, 75,000 apps, and to achieve that in the first 24 hours, I've got nothing but, you know, respect and appreciation for the community for that.
Very cool. So, and I think one of the, having just spent some time just kind of staring at the homepage of thebestcamera.com, that live feed, and this is one of the things that I find charming about Flickr, too, is this just kind of just getting these glimpses into the world and into other parts of the world and into other people's lives and into what people are doing and what people think they're important. I interviewed a guest 6 months or so ago, Dan Bricklin, the creator of VisiCalc, the first spreadsheet.
Yeah.
And he's an avid photographer. And he wrote and he had come out with a new book, and he wrote this beautiful phrase that I just loved so much. He said, "Dogs wag their tails, we take pictures." And that's such a neat way of kind of describing the fact that so many of the pictures we take are things that, you know, if we were a dog, that would make me wag my tail. You know, that's something that I want to, that's something that I like. It's something that I want to, it's something that I want to commemorate.
Absolutely. And, you know, Jim, we've heard from, I can't say thousands, but definitely hundreds of correspondents have come in that have said, "I am obsessed with Visualizer. I can't, you know, both online at in the website and the one that's built into the app and the phone."
Yeah, we didn't talk about that. That's right. That's the other thing that the phone app does, that the Best Camera app does, and that is just display this kind of rolling feed of images from thebestcamera.com.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now, and you know, there's images of all types, and it's really cool. And you can, again, touch on it. You mentioned the photo credit earlier. We want to give respect where it's due. So, you know, this, I just touched on an image right here, and it's a beautiful image of a dock jutting out into a beautiful, calm lake, and it's by Mike Holman. And so he's got his website there, mikeholman.com. And I can give that a thumbs up if I like it.
Yeah.
I do, so I just rated it. And, you know, and then I go back to the visualizer, and there's epic pictures coming in all over the place.
Yeah, it's cool. It's just it's this wonderful little kind of window onto the world. So you've obviously spent a lot of time shooting with the iPhone, and probably, I'm guessing, now with the new 3GS, which has, which not only has a higher resolution camera in it, 3 megapixels as opposed to 2, as you said before, but I think has some kind of cool, kind of more selective, focusy kinds of features. Is it significantly better in your view?
I'm a big fan. I mean, I think just the phone, like any piece of technology, it tends to get better over time. And if a good company is behind it, and Apple definitely falls into that boat, I have a lot of respect for them. The camera's consistently getting better, and the phone's getting better. So to be able to touch and focus and kind of grade your exposure based on where you touch in the picture is a really good feature. And
yeah,
then, you know, it adds video and whatnot too. So, but for me, it's the one of choice for sure.
Yeah. We are talking with photographer Chase Jarvis, the author of a brand new book called The Best Camera Is the One That's With You, a collection of photographs taken with his iPhone over the past few years, along with kind of a peek behind the curtain in a lot of ways into his life and into his creative process. He has, in concert with the book, also just released a new app for the Apple iPhone called Best Camera, that allows you to not only shoot photos, but apply a variety of very slick creative filters to them, and then share them online in a variety of different ways, through Twitter, through Facebook, by emailing them, and also by posting them to the new companion website for the book and the app called thebestphotos.com.
Thebestcamera.com.
Thebestcamera.com. Sorry about that. Thebestcamera.com. And so, I mean, obviously, the advent of having this camera in your pocket all the time has certainly impacted your photography and your creative process and your life. How do you see that kind of changing the world of photography for the world at large?
Well, you know, I mentioned earlier in the interview, Jim, that one of the prime mover for creating all this stuff was knowing how it affected me. The fact that I was taking pictures on a standing in line waiting for coffee, and I mean, there's a two-block stretch between my home and my coffee shop where I walk every day that I'm in Seattle. And I walked that for, you know, years and years and years, and never, A, had a camera with me, and, B, never thought of taking pictures there. Or occasionally I would. I would see a bald eagle or something. Oh, wow, that's kind of cool. And I would just mosey on. And now it occurred to me when the iPhone came out, like, wait a minute, I always have a camera with me. So it was a way for me to stay in touch with my kind of inner creative, if you will. And let's face it, there's a whole pile of people in the world, a whole cross-section of the population. My mom is a great example, who really haven't kind of been told they're creative, or haven't kind of fostered that side of them. And the idea that we all don't have some creativity in this is just, it's goofy to me.
Yeah.
And this, you know, I thought, wow, what if we could kind of empower artists to really start thinking about it this way, but also the rest of the world. I mean, this is a pop culture phenomenon, the fact that we all have cameras with us. And I mentioned a second ago, my mom is a great example. She's kind of been not thought of herself, or not been told she's creative for her entire life. And she's 63 years old and taking pictures like crazy with her iPhone now.
Yeah.
And sending them to
That's
me.
Great.
And it's like it has, something in her has changed. And I've received correspondence from 190 countries about my iPhone photography. I think the iPhone is only sold in like 60 of those countries, from people 10 to 70 years old. And that really was, it underscores my mission. You know, it's kind of twofold. I think this is a very serious art project to me. It's the production of the study of my ideas. It'll always be that for me. But it's also a popular culture, a mass culture movement toward creativity. I mean, I feel like there's been design sense in the world that's been kind of more well-respected and appreciated in other parts of the world. And now I think, to use the U.S. as an example, kind of catching on a little bit. And what if we could inspire the whole world to start thinking in those terms and start taking pictures and seeing pictures where you previously wouldn't? And then, of course, sharing those, because what good is a picture if it's not being shared, right?
Indeed.
And we're seeing that. I mean, yesterday when we launched the thing, it was phenomenal, a couple hundred thousand views to the site. And I think, the hope is that just continues to grow. I mean, the book, it's a book of just iPhone pictures. And it's at 12 hours into this thing, it was number 172 out of all titles on Amazon.
Fantastic.
And, it's less about the success of the book and more about what that means as a phenomenon in our culture.
Yeah, indeed. And it's inspiring. And anything, especially these days, that inspires people and that gets them thinking creatively is a good thing.
I agree. We can all use a little shot of that stuff in the arm. And for those of us that do it professionally, it's one thing. It is kind of a journal, and it keeps us in tune. And for the rest of the world, what a great shot in the arm to kind of snap out of it, or snap into it, really.
Exactly. Chase Jarvis, thank you so very much for joining us here on Point and Click Radio tonight. Congratulations on the new book, The Best Camera is the One That's With You, on the companion iPhone app, Best Camera, which is available from the iTunes App Store and on the companion website, thebestphotos.com. Definitely encourage everybody to check out the website. If you've got an iPhone, check out the app as well. I wish you the best of luck in all of this, and again, kudos.
Hey, and I want to look for all your photos at thebestcamera.com.
Okay, the one of that dog. If you see one of a very winsome brown lab with the jewel effect, and there's a little latex soccer ball in front of her, and her tongue is halfway out, that's me.
All right.
Well, that's not wonderful. Me, but that's the dog. Anyway, you know what I mean.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
Thanks again. Good night.
Good night.
Yeah, very cool. Chase Jarvis, thebestphotos.com. And the book is The Best Camera is the One That's With You. And that's going to wrap it up for this edition of Point and Click Radio. We will be back next week for another hour of this madness. Until then, I'm Jim Hyde. Thanks again, everybody, for listening. Stay tuned for Earth and Sky, followed immediately thereafter by Radiogram with Jamie Roberts. Good night, everybody.